devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got one. 844-967-2789 if you have one as well.
Dominic, I'm not sure if you're hangry or what's going on today, but I think I have an insight. Here's what's bothering my little buddy. Here's why he's so butthurt. Because we were expecting depositions from the former president today under oath,
right, damn it,
and the Trump kids. And somehow he, what, escaped depositions because his 30-year ex-wife died?
I don't know, man.
And above and beyond that, apparently Donald Trump was sending out, what, fundraising email missives on the occasion of his ex-wife's death? Like, hey, ding dong, the witch is dead. Send me $27. I didn't read the actual fundraising missive, but I suspect it was something to that effect, Dom. You're a little butthurt that the Trumps didn't deposed today.
How does this happen? Reuters reporting, and we'll get to the phone briefly. Former President Trump testimony at the New York Attorney General civil investigation into his business practices will not take place, nor will daughter Ivanka or Junior be questioned under oath as planned, the office said in a statement. The Attorney General's office said it had received a request from counsel for the Trumps to adjourn the depositions in light of Ivanka and Donald Jr.'s mother passing. The Trumps sought for months to avoid being questioned. Quote, this is a temporary delay and the depositions will be rescheduled as soon as possible. Now, I did read some of the reporting regarding Ivana. Is her name Ivana? Trump's ex was found at the bottom of the stairs with a heart attack. The timing is a little suspect, I gotta be honest. I'm not sure if they Epstein'd her or what the deal was, but hell, anything to get out of a deposition, right, Trump? I mean, here's my thought. Now, perhaps they're all going to be deposed on the same day, so that way, you know, you don't want to bring Trump in and leave the kids out. That way Trump can, you know, inform the kids of, you know, what the questions were. So I'm not clear how this is all going to go down. But if that's not the case, I cannot think of another reason. I mean, I can understand why the junior and the daughters would not go. But Trump's been divorced from her for how long? 30 years? And so because of that, you're not going to show up to a deposition? Come on.
Dom, when your ex-wife dies, and that gives you a rationale to not be deposed under oath.
And raise some money.
Trump would call that a win-win-win.
You're right, dude.
You are all winners because you're listening to the Devil's Advocates right now. Although I keep losing my
I got it, man. 844-967-2789. Dan from Madtown, you are up. Welcome, Dan. Happy Friday. What do you got?
Hello, guys. So I actually think there's going to be two things happening in Milwaukee. One, either no violence at all. There's not going to be violence in the green zone. That's just not going to happen just because of all the security, and the Republicans don't want that story out there. The two options are there's going to be violence outside, and Republicans are going to blame BLM and Antifa and spin that story, or there's not going to be violence, and they're going to be like, see, they don't care. Nobody's coming out and protesting. We must be right. So either way.
Oh, I think there'll be enormous protests, Dan, whether or not they turn violent, ultimately, whether there are confrontations from, let's say, the Proud Boys, as Dom fears, and let's say Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, perhaps not the green zone, but somewhere over in northern Milwaukee, let's say, marching through Bronzeville. You know, I certainly think there could be individual cases of violence whenever you have protest and counter-protest. That happens all over the nation. But I don't know why Milwaukee is somehow special because it's hosting the RNC, why that is somehow different than what's happened in Portland or in other places where people march against each other.
Well, the big reason why I think it's going to be important in Milwaukee is because of the RNC. It's going to be a talking point used by politicians. Either liberals are too, if there's violence, they're going to blame it on any liberal or any moderate that does protest against them. And the big issue is getting that rehabilitation through independent voters, and that's what they're trying to go for. They're trying to, you know, poke the bear to get some reaction so that way they can come out as the heroes or that, see, we're better than the DNC. We're better than all these groups. And, see, we had the Proud Boys here. They're not violent. They were here. They were just here to help support Trump. That's what I think will come out of it. And that's my opinion.
Deanna, I appreciate you listening and offering your opinion today at 844-967-2789. Dom, I suggested action steps. What I think, in light of the RNC coming to Milwaukee and their adoration for the Second Amendment, if no other, right? I think we need to make sure that Milwaukee is armed in a Second Amendment fashion. You know, assault rifles, especially Black Milwaukee. You know, for their personal safety, right? They need to protect their neighborhoods. These outsiders are coming in. Well, I think that would be a fine form of Second Amendment protest if Milwaukee just bought up all the AR-15s and everybody came armed. Well, wouldn't the Republicans feel, you know, like welcome guests then?
They'd be fair. Everyone's safe if everyone's got a gun. Oh, what did Han Solo say? I got a bad feeling about this. 844-967-2789. Susan from Her Car. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Susan.
Oh, hi, you guys. Actually, I'm all for tourism, but I know that this also costs the city of Milwaukee a lot of money. And the other thing is that there are other venues that Milwaukee could go after that would be less sparking, you know, I really feel like most of these people go down to Joe's Bar and Grill. They're not going to check out some great places in Milwaukee. They're just going to stay hang around the same in the green zone, as you put it, and stay at the better hotels. You know, it's not like they're going to go to a B&B.
They're going
to
stay at all the hotels, Susan. No, they're going to need all the hotel rooms in southern Wisconsin.
For my standpoint, when I travel, when I'm a tourist, I like to see parts of the cities that I haven't seen before. And I guess I look at it, these aren't really tourists. This is just a big event. It's going to cost Milwaukee a lot of money. And yes, I'm not really a proponent of this, but if it helps Milwaukee, I'm okay at that point. But I feel on the other side of the coin, I feel like Milwaukee needs to start going after some smaller venues that come in and showcase some of the great spots in Milwaukee. It doesn't have to be a Democratic National Convention or the Republican National Convention, but if you have lots of smaller venues like the party on the lake, you know.
Well, we got the big gig, and, you know, there are lots of wonderful festivals in the city of Milwaukee.
And conventions all the time, yeah.
But these are enormous conventions. It's like getting an all-star game. And here's what I would say. Those that remember when County Stadium became Miller Park. And the all-star game was awarded when they built that stadium. And it rolled out a year late. Tragedy. And what happened? I went to the game and George W. Bush threw out the first pitch. And I hated Bush. Kind of like Trump. Dom hates Trump. You know,
different than
it's
Trump.
All analogous. It's Trump's all very
worse.
Analogous.
Trump's very worse.
But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
Stand back and stand by.